Practical Magic, Disc 5.
On that evening when the sky was pale and blue and the beer cans were rolling around each time she stepped on the brake, Jillian made an illegal U-turn and drove to Ben Fry's house before her nerve failed her. She told herself she was an adult and could handle an adult encounter. It wasn't necessary for her to run away or protect someone at her own expense or do anything more than take one baby step at a time in any direction she chose. All the same, she thought she might faint when Ben came to answer his door. She'd planned to tell him that she wasn't looking for a commitment or anything serious. She wasn't sure if she was going to kiss him, let alone get into bed with him. But she never got to say any of it, because once she stepped into the front hallway, Ben wasn't about to wait. He'd done enough time with patience. He'd served his sentence. Now he didn't intend to look past what he wanted. He started kissing Jillian before she could mention that she was still thinking it over. His kisses made her feel things she didn't want to feel, at least not yet. He got her up against the wall and slipped his hands under her blouse, and that was that. She didn't say, "Stop it." She didn't say, "Wait." She kissed him back until she was too far gone to think anything over. Ben was driving her crazy, and he was testing her, too. Every time he got her really hot, he'd stop, just to see what she would do, and how much she wanted it. If he didn't take her into the bedroom soon, she'd find herself begging him to fuck her. She'd wind up saying, "Please, baby," which is what she used to say to Jimmy, although she never really meant it. Not back then. It's never possible for a woman to concentrate on making love when she's that scared. Too scared to breathe. Too frightened to consider saying, "Not like that. It hurts too much when you do it like that." She talked dirty to Jimmy because she knew it helped to make him hard. If he'd been drinking all night and couldn't get it up, he'd turn on her so fast she'd be reeling. One minute everything would be fine, and the next second the air all around him would be set on fire from the fury of whatever was inside him. When this happened, either he'd start to slap her, or she'd have to start telling him how much she wanted him inside her. At least he'd have something to do with his anger when Jillian told him that she wanted him to fuck her all night. She wanted him so much he'd do anything. He could make her do anything. And didn't he have a perfect right to be angry and do whatever he pleased? Wasn't she so bad she needed to be punished? And only he could do it. He could do it right. Talk and violence always turned Jimmy on, and so Jillian always started talking right away. She was smart enough to get him hard fast, to talk nasty and suck his dick before he started to get really mad. He'd fuck her then, but he could be mean about it, and selfish too, and he liked it when she cried. When she cried, he knew he had won, and for some reason that was important to him. He didn't seem to know he'd won from the start, when she first saw him, when she first looked into his eyes.